that our bonny country girls enjoy our heart's delight. We matter not the lords, nor earls, nor do admire the knights. For Tom and Dick with George and Will do give us such content, as if our minds for to fulfill they were from heaven sent. Though all the day abroad they keep, at night they home return, and in their lover's arms do sleep who all the day did mourn, and with sweet kisses do us please, yea, give us such content, that we count love a sweet disease from heaven for lovers sent. When Susan doth her robin spy, oh, how her heart doth leap! She hath him still within her eye, and in her heart doth keep. That face she doth so much admire, which breathes her heart's content. And then she cries that pleasant fire was for poor lovers sent. Nell, Bess, and Joan know love full well, and cannot it deny. Their passions others do excel, in lovesick flames they fry. While Ned in loving Bartholomew their absence do lament, and love unto this jovial crew was sure from heaven sent. Oh, that I could express the charms that do these lovers seize, when they betwixt each other's arms do lie in perfect ease. While airy Cypro produceth love and gives their hearts content, these pleasures surely from above were for true lovers sent. Then Ralph and Daniel by the plough their passions do record. To constancy they make a vow, all baseness is abhorred. While Jane and Peg as constant prove, and with a joint consent, cry out that nothing can remove the joys for lovers sent. But Margery at last comes in for Hugh she doth expect. She vows that she could die for him, him she doth so respect. And Hugh her kindness doth repay, there's no cause to lament. They both long for the joyful day, only for lovers sent. How sweetly do those souls embrace when they together meet. A barn seems like a princely palace where they each other greet. The silent meadows and the groves both yield to them content, and all to animate their loves was from the heavens sent. In constancy they take delight, as lovers ought to do. In hearts and souls they do unite, this is most certain true. No courtly language they do use, nor flattering compliment. Each other's faults they do excuse, this bliss for them was sent. Thus you may see the country lass and eke the country lad. Will court and kiss upon the grass as if they both were mad. And nothing doth there come amiss their pleasures to prevent. 'Tis their delight to hug and kiss, for them such joys were